Hello, and welcome back to another book review. Now, as you could probably tell, it is only going to be one video this month, unfortunately. I'm sure some of you won't mind that it's only one video, but I was going to try to do two. I was going to try to do two videos, but one problem. Holy shit, this month went by quick. Holy shit. I remember it being the 1st of November yesterday, and now it's today, and I'm like, oh, holy shit, that's my only reaction to this month. I basically remember none of it, but I am now here today for some reason. I don't know, but still got to do at least one book review. So, what is the book I'm reviewing today for this month? Well, should have been an obvious choice. The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien, released in 1937. All of you should have expected this book review by now. All of you should have known this was eventually going to come. Because I'm a geek. I'm a geek. I'm a nerd. You know? Of course, I love the Lords of the Ring franchise. I did Game of Thrones, okay? You should have expected this book review to come, okay? You know? And where better to start with the Lords of the Ring series than with the book that started it all? That gave birth to this beautiful world of Middle Earth. Okay? So, y'all should have seen this coming. Okay? You shouldn't be surprised that I'm geeking out right now with Lord of the Ring. But, onto the actual book itself, which tells the story of Bilbo Baggin, our main character, leaving his home in the Shire to go on an adventure with 13 dwarves to retrieve their treasure from the Lonely Mountain, accompanied by a wizard called Gandalf the Grey. And it is a simple story, but it's a very beautifully written story that you can expect from Tolkien. Tolkien is known for being a beautiful writer, and it's very well deserved. And even in this book, and the reason I say even in this book, is because, let's be real here, The Hobbit is a children's book. It's a children's book written in the 1930s, but still, it is a children's book. And even in this book, Tolkien still uses his impressive skills to illustrate, you know, in words, a picture for us that is breathtaking. With any scenery the characters are in, he describes it beautifully. Any actions they're doing, you can visually see it's hard to describe just how, you know, brilliantly he does it in his books, just being able to write out the entire world and for it to be very comprehensible, you know, to the reader. Because I do struggle sometimes with picturing what's happening in a book, and I absolutely don't really struggle with The Hobbit at all. It's very laid out. Some of other Tolkien's books, it can be a little bit complicated. It could be a little bit, okay, what's going on here? But The Hobbit, it's extremely easy. Again, it's a children's book, but he doesn't lower the quality. He just makes it, you know, a bit more kiddish, you know? He ditches some of the darker elements of Lord of the Rings and just tries to keep it, you know, a little bit upbeat, which is fine, you know? And just because something's a children's book doesn't mean it's like childish or bad, unlike Harry Potter. I'm so sorry. I have to take digs at Harry Potter. It is my contractual obligation to always slam dunk Harry Potter whenever I can. I'm sorry. I hate Harry Potter. Anyway, moving on. But, yeah, and I think one of the ways, you know, in particular, that you can get a sense of how beautiful Tolkien's writing is when it comes to food. I think that's the weirdest thing you'll probably ever hear me say, is holy shit, Tolkien knows how to write about food, especially in this book, especially in the first couple chapters, where we're with Bilbo in his home in the Shire, and he's talking about all his breakfasts, you know, his mid-lunch, his second dinner, first dinner, all that kind of stuff, you know. He goes into such detail about what he has. I could eat a full plate of dinner before reading The Hobbit. And I will be hungry when I get to those chapters. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Oh, that sounds good. And yeah, it's just great. It is a fantastic little read, and it's not that long. I got it done in like 2 to 3 sittings. It's a fun read. It doesn't require anything of you, which is fine sometimes. Sometimes you just need a book to sit down and read, to enter a fun, kooky little world, little crazy world. And yeah, I think The Hobbit does that well. It does that beautifully. If I were to be nitpicky, because I don't like being nitpicky, but I don't want to just praise a book. I feel like that can be a bit like tiresome if you just constantly praise a book. If I were to say anything, holy shit, there is a lot of singing. There is so much singing. And it's not just the people we follow singing. It is also the goblins who are trying to, you know, kill them. They get a song. The elves get a song. Almost every person you see or meet in this book gets a song. There are around about, I think, like 19 chapters in The Hobbit. I would bet money that about 15 of them have a song in them. I would bet money. I probably should have counted before this review, but I am so confident that about 15 out of the 19 chapters have a song in them. And that could be a bit weird just to read and just be like, okay, that's the song. Okay, yep. Surely, maybe if you listen to the audiobook of The Hobbit, which is done by Andy Serkis, by the way. I haven't listened to it personally, but if Andy Serkis is doing your audiobook, 5 stars already. That man is amazing, especially considering he played Gollum. I'm assuming he just used the Gollum voice when you get to Gollum in The Hobbit. I hope he does. I hope he didn't try to do a new voice. But yeah, sure, maybe, you know, when you listen to it, you know, they add a little extra to the songs to make them, ooh, this is fun. But when you're just reading it raw, that's a weird sentence. When you're just reading it, it can be a little bit, oh, okay, another one. Yay. But it's a fun little thing. And again, this is a children's book. It's not gonna be serious all the time. It's gonna take levity when it comes to scenes. Even though it's sometimes the evil characters singing and their songs are very funny. I'm very much not intimidated by the you know, goblins whenever they sing in this book. I think it's extremely funny. And I think another thing I like about, particularly about my copy of The Hobbit, is that there's pictures every now and then. I love that. I love that. Just little pictures. Just every now and then. But yeah, a bit too much singing. That's all. Because I don't remember there being that much singing in Lords of the Ring. So when I, you know, reread The Hobbit, I was like, holy shit, there is a lot. And I just really can't think of anything else. Like, The Hobbit is a solid read. There's a reason it's as popular as it is in the modern book world. Because it was just a solid book put together by Tolkien, which led to an even greater series, which took those, you know, that world and made it just a little bit darker, and asked a bit more of you, a bit more thinking about, you know, what would be the best in this world to do. Well, this is just a fun little campy adventure. This is a family trip. This is your family going on a camping trip, and Lords of the Ring is your family going through a divorce, but your family still loves each other, you know? This is fun, a little bit darker over there. That was a weird analogy. But I just have to get the point out. This is a children's book, but it is a fun read. And just because it's a children's book does not mean it is bad. J.K. Rowling. I'm sorry. I still have to hate on Harry Potter. I'm so sorry. But anyway, that has been my review for The Hobbit. I hope you enjoyed. I really do love the Lords of the Ring franchise. It is my second favorite franchise, Dune being first. But yeah, I hope you all enjoy the video. Give me a follow. I really appreciate it. I can't wait till I get enough followers to sort out my videos and put them all into categories. I'm going to find so much fun with that, just organizing all of them. But yeah, who knows what I'll do a next review on, you know? Might be a while. Might be a couple, 64 million years till my next book review. Who knows? I take forever with these things, but I do love them. And I'll try to do 2 next month. Hopefully, fingers crossed.